Welcome back, everyone. We're about to jump into a topic that's, well, pretty monumental.
Oh, absolutely.
The Bible. We're going to explore it from a historical and literary perspective, you know, stripping away any preconceived notions and really looking at it objectively.
Yeah, like what makes it tick? Yeah. Why has it been so influential for, well, millennia?
Exactly, because, let's be honest, for many people, the Bible is kind of this mysterious, maybe even intimidating book.
It can be.
But it doesn't have to be. And even a basic understanding of it helps you understand so much of, well, Western culture.
Art, literature, music. It pops up everywhere. Everywhere you look.
Yeah, right. It's just woven into the very fabric of our world, our thinking. But before we get too far ahead, let's address the obvious, right? The Bible isn't just one book.
No.
It's more like a whole collection of texts, almost like a mini library.
Exactly.
Written over a huge amount of time. We're talking like 1,500
years. 1,500
years.
Can you imagine the changes in language and culture over that time? It's mind-boggling. And all that variety is, well, that's kind of what makes the Bible so fascinating. You've got poetry, history, prophecy, even personal letters.
Right. It's crazy. So I've got Psalms with its poetry, Kings with its historical accounts, Isaiah with prophetic visions, and then letters like those from Paul. And each one, well, each piece requires a different approach.
You know? A different lens.
Yeah, exactly. It's not just what the text says, but how it was written and the purpose behind it, right? Mm-hmm. The WHY. And of course, we can't forget about the WHO, all the different people who contributed their unique voices and perspectives. Priests, kings, prophets, fishermen. It's just an incredible tapestry.
And they weren't all speaking the same language either.
Right. I always forget that.
The Old Testament was mostly written in Hebrew with a bit of Aramaic mixed in. But the New Testament, well, that focuses on the life and teachings of Jesus, and that was written in Greek.
Wow. So translation plays a huge role in how we understand the Bible today.
Oh, absolutely. It's fundamental.
Which makes sense why there are so many different versions. Like, take the King James Version. It's beautifully written, but it's from the 17th century.
I mean, think about it. Language changes so much over time.
Yeah. Our understanding of, well, anything written that long ago is going
to
shift.
For sure. It's like comparing Shakespeare to, you know, today's slang.
Yeah. A great analogy. Even comparing the King James to something more modern, like the New International Version, shows how word choices, even the style of writing, can completely change the meaning you take away from it.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we've got all these different texts written by different people in different languages over, you know, centuries. So how did it all come together? How did it become the Bible as we know it?
Well, that's where the whole concept of canonization comes into play. Early religious leaders, well, they basically had to decide which texts were the most important, the ones they considered inspired, you know, worthy of being part of the official scriptures. It was a process, a long one. And even today, different denominations have slightly different canons.
Oh, right. Like with the Apocrypha. Some Bibles include those extra texts, some don't.
Exactly. Catholics and Orthodox Christians include the Apocrypha, but most Protestant Bibles leave them out. It just highlights how the Bible we have today is the result of choices made over time, different interpretations and decisions layered on top of each other throughout history.
Wow. So it's not just a collection of books, but a collection with its own story, its own history, its own evolution. It makes you realize why people spend their entire lives studying this thing.
Right. And it gets even more interesting.
Oh, there's more.
Oh, yeah. Some scholars think that even the individual books themselves, well, they might be compilations of even older sources kind of woven together.
Wait, what? Like a tapestry?
Exactly. It's called the documentary hypothesis, and it's often applied to the first five books of the Bible.
You mean the Pentateuch?
Yeah, the Pentateuch. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy.
Those are some big names. Foundational stuff.
Right. And when you look closely, you start to see repetitions, different writing styles, things that suggest multiple authors or sources might have been involved.
Hold on. You're telling me that within a single book, there might be traces of multiple voices, multiple points of view.
That's the idea. It can help explain some of those apparent inconsistencies or contradictions people sometimes find in the Bible.
Whoa, this changes everything. It's not just a collection of books. It's like a collection of collections. Amazing. But how does this change how we should read and understand the Bible?
Well, I think it really underscores the importance of context. We can't just read these texts as if they were written yesterday. We need to understand the culture, the history, even the politics of the time they were written.
So it's less about taking everything literally and more about understanding the historical and cultural background.
Exactly. It's full of symbolism, metaphors, allegory, especially in the poetic books like Psalms or in the more visionary language of Revelation. We have to go deeper to really grasp what they're trying to convey.
This is a lot to take in. We're talking about ancient languages, multiple authors, different writing styles, the evolution of meaning over time.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like you need a whole new set of skills to even approach the Bible.
It can be a challenge, but it's also really rewarding. It's not just reading, you know, it's active engagement
mm-hmm.
with history, with culture, with human thought across millennia.
I'm starting to see why the Bible has had such a profound impact, not just on religion, but on everything, art, literature, even law and philosophy. Mm-hmm. So much of Western thought traces back to these texts.
Absolutely. We've only just scratched the surface, but we've got a good foundation now. I think we're ready to start exploring how this ancient text continues to influence us today.
Okay, let's do it.
Right.
It really is amazing how deeply the Bible is intertwined with, well, everything. Like, I remember in college, I was taking this Shakespeare class, and I was blown away by how many of his plots and characters, they came straight from the Bible.
Oh, Shakespeare's a classic example. But the influence goes so much deeper than that. Think about Michelangelo, you know, the Sistine Chapel ceiling.
Oh, yeah.
All those biblical scenes brought to life. Or Handel's Messiah.
Right.
An incredible piece of music built on scripture.
Yeah.
And don't even get me started on the impact on law and philosophy.
Yeah. It's like a secret code. A little bit of knowledge about the Bible just unlocks so much of Western art and literature.
Exactly. It's like you've got this decoder ring for Western civilization. But with all these layers of history, different interpretations, translations, where do you even start? How do we approach the Bible today in a way that makes sense?
That's the big question, isn't it? How do we bridge that gap between these ancient texts and our modern world?
I think recognizing that the Bible isn't monolithic is key. It's not meant to be read as one straightforward narrative. It's more like a chorus of voices, all grappling with these huge universal questions that we, well, that humans have always asked.
Okay, like what kinds of questions?
Questions about justice, mercy, love, and suffering, good versus evil, the meaning of life. These are themes that resonate across cultures, across time, regardless of your religious beliefs, really.
So even if you're not coming at it from a faith-based perspective, there's still something there. There's value in engaging with those questions, those struggles, because they're just as relevant now as they were thousands of years ago.
For sure. It's a reflection of the human experience, our hopes, fears, anxieties. Those things are timeless. And that's why you can have two people read the same passage and come away with completely different interpretations. It's like a mirror reflecting back our own experiences and perspectives.
It makes sense. But if everyone's interpreting it differently, how can you even have a meaningful conversation about it? It seems like it'd just be endless debates.
Well, that's where critical thinking comes in. We have to be aware of our own biases. We have to understand the context, be open to different viewpoints, and, you know, not be afraid to ask those tough questions.
So it's not about finding the right answer. It's more about the journey of exploring the text, respecting that there are multiple ways to understand it.
Exactly. It's about the journey, not the destination. And it's a journey that can really lead to a richer understanding of ourselves and the world around us.
I like that. A journey. Okay, so we've covered a lot. The history of the Bible, its structure, its influence, the importance of critical thinking.
Mm-hmm.
What's the big takeaway? What do you want listeners to walk away with?
For me, the biggest takeaway is that the Bible is far more complex and nuanced than, well, than I think a lot of people realize. It's not a simple rule book. It's not just one simple story. It's more like a tapestry, you know,
yeah.
Woven from all these different voices, ancient cultures, evolving interpretations. If you really want to appreciate it, you need an open mind. You need a critical eye, and you have to be willing to learn and be challenged.
That's a great way to put it. But with all this talk about different interpretations and evolving meanings, I have to wonder, how relevant is the Bible in the 21st century? Is it even something we can really connect with today?
You know, that's a question everyone has to answer for themselves. Some people find profound spiritual guidance in it, a moral compass. Others see it more as a historical document, a work of literature. And then there are those who might find it irrelevant.
So there's no one right answer when it comes to its relevance today.
Not at all. And I think that's the beauty of it, of any great text, really. It speaks to different people in different ways, depending on their background, their beliefs, and what they're dealing with at that moment.
I like that. So, okay, let's say someone is curious about the Bible, wants to explore it. What advice would you give them? Where should they start?
You know, more than anything, approach it with curiosity, genuine curiosity, and an open mind. Don't be afraid to ask questions, seek out different perspectives, engage with the text, and don't be shy about being critical. There's so much out there. Study guides, commentaries, groups, even scholars you can connect with. Find what works for you and just dive in.
I love that. Don't be intimidated. Just dive in. And remember, you don't have to be a theologian or scholar to find meaning and value in it. It's a journey of discovery, and it's open to everyone.
It really is, and it's a journey that can keep unfolding. The more you engage, the more you learn and discover.
I have to say, this conversation has been, well, eye-opening. I feel like I've got this whole new appreciation for the Bible. It's not just an old book. It's a conversation, and that conversation has been going on for centuries.
It has. And now, as we wrap things up, let's leave our listeners with a question, something to think about as they continue their own exploration.
So we've talked about approaching the Bible with, you know, an open mind, a willingness to learn, and to be, well, curious. But I think there's a big question we haven't really tackled yet. What does the Bible mean for us now? Like, not just as this historical thing, but something that can still, you know, speak to our lives today.
You're right. That's a great point. And to be honest, there isn't one single answer. I think that's part of what makes the Bible so fascinating. It can offer different things to different people.
Right.
For some, it's a source of deep spiritual guidance, you know, a moral compass. For others, it's more of a historical document or a work of literature. They appreciate the stories, the poetry. And for some, it might not resonate at all.
Yeah, like we each bring our own experiences to it, our own baggage, our own questions.
Exactly. It's like it's a mirror reflecting back whatever we need to see at that moment, which is why it's so important to approach it with humility and with that open mind we talked about. We have to listen to what it has to say, but also know that our understanding of it, well, it's going to be shaped by our own context, the questions we're wrestling with ourselves.
So how should we approach the Bible in the 21st century? Is it about following every word literally, or is it more about finding those universal, timeless principles that can, you know, help guide us today?
That is the question, isn't it? And it's tough. There's no easy answer. Throughout history, people have interpreted the Bible in so many ways, sometimes to justify their own actions. But I think the best way, the most responsible way, is to find a balance, respect for the text, but also critical thinking, understanding the history, the different genres, the translations, but also asking those big questions like, how can these ancient stories speak to the challenges W face today? How can they help us figure out our values, our relationships, how we see the world?
So it's a journey. Not a destination, a constant process of learning, asking questions, and reinterpreting.
Exactly. And it can be such an enriching journey, intellectually and spiritually. Even if we don't agree with every single thing, the Bible, it invites us to have this conversation about those really big questions that, well, that humans have always struggled with. Like, what does it mean to live a good life? What's our purpose? How do we deal with suffering, with injustice?
And those are questions that are just as relevant today, whether you're religious or not. So to everyone listening, we encourage you, take that journey, open the Bible, engage with the stories, wrestle with the tough parts, see what you discover. You might be surprised.
And remember, you don't have to go it alone. There are tons of resources out there, communities that can support you along the way. Find what works for you and dive in.
Great advice. So it's been a fascinating journey for us exploring the world of the Bible.
It really has.
And I feel like we've just scratched the surface.
We have. But remember, the conversation doesn't end here. Keep exploring. Keep asking those questions. Keep discovering.
And until next time, keep those minds curious.